Extra features, the all animation show. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Simon.
Bob the intern.
I have good news.
What's the good
news?
The
mics are working again.
Yay. The mics are on. Yay.
Woo-hoo. So, Kev.
Yeah.
The all animation show.
Yeah.
Do we like animation as a whole, I guess is my question?
Normally.
Yeah, I like animation.
Like, would you prefer to see an animated movie 9 times out of 10 or a live action movie, I guess?
No, I guess I'd live action 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah, I'm about the same, because, I mean, I find live action would be boring, but animated would be boring. I was like, oh.
It depends what it is.
We've got the whole gamut here.
Oh, we do.
Of good and bad and ugly.
We do.
So let's start off with 9, directed by Shane Acker, starring Christopher Plummer, Martin Landau. These are the voices: Jennifer Connelly, Crispin Glover, John C. Reilly, Elijah Wood, Alan Oppenheimer. Oh, the actor who portrayed Dr. Rudy Wells, certainly.
And the $6 million man.
So what do we think of 9, Bob?
From what I saw, well,
you didn't okay. watch.
Stop. I did watch it.
Stop
it stopped on
copies
me.
Of it's Blockbuster.
Excuse me? Maybe if the person who gave me a copy of this movie actually watched it to make sure it would work on any DVD player.
Yeah, I don't go to Blockbuster.
Okay. Anyway, from what I saw of it, I didn't like it. Thumbs down for me.
Go.
Because it stopped.
I thought it was really inventive, and I did like it. It was a bit of a downer, of course, being a post-apocalyptic movie.
That's probably why I didn't like it.
But I did like it. I thought the animation was spectacular, and some of the things were a little bit... I didn't quite understand where they were going with some of the plot points, but...
You were going anyway.
I did like it. It was very, you know, adventure. You know, if I were a kid, I would probably think this was pretty cool.
I think you'd just stick a slushy in the face to sort of get girly. This was awful.
Really?
It looked really nice stylistically. I thought it was a really nice movie to look at.
Uh-huh.
But, God, I was bored. He's walking.
Really?
And walking. Oh, he meets somebody. Let's have a little vignette with them talking.
Yeah.
I didn't care. Okay. At any time. I didn't find them any of them interesting. I thought the old man was interesting.
Yeah.
Is that Martin Landau or Plummer?
Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I liked the scenes with him and how he discussed how he created them and this and that. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah.
But I just didn't care. Like, the middle just bored the crap out of me. I liked the end.
Yeah.
I saw this a long time ago. I've been waiting months for you.
Like the end? What, the credits?
I saw this when it came out.
It's been a few months for me, but I still like it. I think I still have semi-fond memories of watching it.
Yay!
I watched it with Debbie. She liked it at the time.
Yay, Debbie!
So, I don't know. Bob, you didn't see it?
I'm surprised Debbie had time for it.
I saw some of it, like about a quarter, and then it stopped. So, from what I saw, it was depressing.
It was depressing.
Yes. So
depressingly
I didn't like it.
Boring.
Right.
I didn't do it for me. Just nothing. 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 Nothing.
I thought it was brilliantly animated.
I thought it was awesomely animated. I just didn't like the story. I just kind of
dull. Right. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Next movie on the list is The Fantastic Mr. Fox, directed by Wes Anderson, starring the voices of George Clooney, Meryl Streep, Bill Murray, Jason Schwartzman, Michael Gambon, Owen Wilson, Willem Dafoe. Simon, why don't you start us off? What did you think of
Fantastic Mr. Fox is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. I was kind of like, Kevin put this on the list. I'm like, really? Okay. Well, it got nominated for an Oscar. It's got to be somewhat good. Loved it! Wes Anderson is back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. His last movie, whatever that movie with Bill Murray again, and they go on a trip somewhere.
No. You're thinking of...
The one with Bill Murray's in it, and Owen Wilson, and they go on a trip
where they go underwater, right?
On the train, yeah.
That's Wes Anderson,
okay.
Right? That movie stunk. I thought Wes Anderson...
Darjeeling Express.
That's it. I thought the movie stunk.
Yeah.
But, I'm like, Wes Anderson movie, great. I'm going to fall asleep. This movie was fantastic.
Bob, what do you think? Sorry, you were interrupting.
No, I'm not done. You need to see this right now. Go rent it. This had the best sound quality. I read he filmed things. If they wanted to be in a train station, he filmed it in a train station, the voices.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I want from an animated movie. Realistic sound. I love the way they did everything. I love the animation. I love the flow. The mole rocks.
Yeah.
I love Meryl Streep in it. of Meryl Streep in this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got the right. I just thought it was great. Awesome. What are you watching, Kevin? We are doing a show here, you know.
I know.
Okay. Bob?
Okay. To borrow a page from your book.
Woohoo!
I didn't like it. I was bored. Except for the part where you said the sound.
Get rid of him now.
The sound? Where you said it was filmed in a subway station? That was good. But the animation itself...
It works so well, though.
Maybe, yeah, but I sort of
didn't.
When
he's reading the paper and he's teaching his son to do everything and doing these things, but he's not going to do them. But, oh, just one more job. It won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog, I think it was the crazy dog. This was a great movie.
I didn't enjoy it.
I love
much.
This movie. It was awesome. Hmm.
So what, have we switched positions here or not? Two out of three like it? What?
You are really bored today, aren't you, Kevin?
Keep saying holy pop shot.
I know what you're saying.
Well, if you want to see something, if you want to go on, where is it? And get the rest, the something about.
What are you doing, Kevin?
I've got a scene from the Batman porn.
Right, so you just need porn to put it on over and over again?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Would you like to discuss Fantastic Mr. Fox, or would you like to watch more porn?
Oh, porn. No, I mean...
I can't wait till somebody listens to this, you know.
Holy pop shot.
I can't wait to move on.
I loved Fantastic Mr. Fox. I put it on the list. Went and saw it in the theater and loved it. It was awesome. The character's great. The story's fantastic.
Well, maybe it was a theater movie because I...
I saw it at home. This was it's not a theater movie.
But that's the problem.
I saw it in the theater and I loved it.
I'm not saying it.
And I bought it on DVD and they're.
It's a Greek movie, Bob. It's not those kind of. It's like what's Rushmore? Either into it or not into it.
Rushmore.
Wes Anderson's Rushmore with Jason Schwartzman. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
He should have got an Oscar nomination. So this day.
Have you put it on the list?
No.
Have you watched it?
I've watched it when it came out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got to be a Wes Anderson fan. I don't know. With this one, I don't think there has to be, though.
Maybe I missed something because of the quality.
But it's definitely
Wes Anderson.
And to me, probably is equal to The Royal Tenenbaums. It's one of his best movies ever.
Really? Yeah.
Maybe for me,
it's as good as Rushmore.
I'm not a huge Rushmore fan.
Rushmore, I think, is the best. But
really?
Yeah.
But not as good as... I thought Royal Tenenbaums was a better film.
I thought Royal Tenenbaums is good, but Rushmore is really the start of it, I think. I'm not a big fan. What was the next one?
Bottle Rock? I've never seen Bottle Rock.
Never really liked Bottle Rock.
There's one I haven't seen. I think that's one I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But I didn't like Life Aquatic with...
That's the movie I was thinking of with Bill
Murray. Oh, that was painful. Absolutely painful, my world. Oh, well.
Yeah. All right.
Don't
see
Fantastic Mr. Fox. Don't listen to Bob.
Bob, I don't know why.
We don't know what happened.
Maybe I missed something.
Well, we know. I think
you watched it, or did you read the synopsis?
No, I watched it.
I think he watched the 9 over again, just got confused.
All right.
No, I watched it.
A couple of comic book-based movies coming up. First of which is Justice League, Crisis on Two Earths, directed by Sam Liu and Lauren Montgomery, starring William Baldwin, Mark Harmon, Chris Noth, Gina Torres, Bruce Davison, James Woods, Andrew Romano is the voice director. Carrie Wuerr, Bruce Timm is the producer. Vanessa Marshall is Wonder Woman.
They both had voices in it, though. Bruce Timm and Andrew Romano.
Really? Interesting. Well, Bob, what do you think of Crisis on Two Earths?
Actually, you know what? I rented this when I first heard about it because I couldn't wait to see this one because it was Justice League. So I rented it. I really love this one because it was like. It's based on a comic where they have the Earth 3 and all the villains are actually the heroes reversed. But I thought it was great. Like it was a change in the different.
Well, let's run through it. Like Batman is Owlman,
right?
In on Earth 3, and
Flash is Johnny Quick.
Superman is Ultraman, yeah. And Wonder Woman is Superwoman.
Lex Luthor's a hero.
He's a hero, yeah. The Joker is a hero.
Jester. They have all different versions of all the superheroes, like Twisted.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. But I thought, like, I really enjoyed this. Like, I thought the interaction between everybody was terrific. The voices matched. Batman, like, I know, okay, Batman, Simon, it wasn't the usual Kevin Conroy voice, so it was something missing there, but it was good. I'd recommend this movie.
Well, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good, but I think it's because one character is so awesome in that movie. And that's Owlman, played by James Woods.
I totally agree.
He's good.
I mean, he makes this movie work on so many levels because he is just, he's not evil. He's like the ultimate anarchist. He just hates everybody. Yeah. Everybody's got to die. You know, he's going to destroy not just Earth, but the multiverse. He's going to, you know, and it's interesting that this is sort of hints at all the different multiple Earths that are out there.
Yeah.
It's sort of based on the Grant Morrison Earth 2 graphic novel from a few years ago. It's sort of based on the original Justice League stories where
which
they introduced Earth.
I remember that.
But there's a little bit more to it this time, and I really liked it. I thought it was nicely done.
Mm.
I loved. Did you watch The Spectre? Short? Oh my God.
It's on the second part of the disc.
There wasn't a second part of the disc.
Oh, okay, you rented it, but did you watch this one?
No, I'd say probably.
Oh, my God. I'm going to show you the Spectre on this.
Okay, well, I want to see it because it wasn't on the disc where I rented it from.
This is awesome. Maybe we'll review it another time.
Well, that must have been Rogers.
What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic. I love this. I mean, I never read the Grant Morrison issue, so this was a new story. Like, I knew Earth 3 existed, because I guess I read about it in the early JLAs, probably the 100s.
That's what I remember from.
Yeah, I remember.
Starts off with the heroic Lex Luthor jettisoning.
Should I say I've only read Crisis once when it came out off the rack, and I've never read it since?
I've got every single copy.
And also Watchmen, I've only read once.
You worked in a comic shop, and you only read Crisis once.
And I've only read Watchmen once.
Wow.
Deep from Vendetta, I've read twice.
Okay.
I'm with you 100%, Kevin. I want to back you up. James Woods makes this movie.
Yeah.
His voice acting was phenomenal, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And he is sadistic.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about anybody, and I'm going to blow them all up.
Yeah.
I like the team ups, though. I really enjoyed how they introduced the team ups, and the Flash would team up and this and that, and how they fought the villains at the end, and they switched.
I actually kind of like the way Batman looked in this film. They
I
did
really
something
liked
different
what?
With this
yeah.
film, which I like quite a bit.
Mm. I thought the animation was different. It was something different. I find that with each one, I get a different feel for the animation.
Well, I like the fact that they're trying to approach it individually and give a little bit of each artist that created the original.
Yeah, I do. I like that. I like that a lot.
Like, there's one. The next one is the Red Hood. Storyline from Batman from a couple years ago.
I must have read
where
it.
Where Jason Todd comes back.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Doug Mankey artwork.
I know people hated it, but I really liked
it. I really loved it. And of course, Batman Expo this year.
You know what? I got to think. You know, I've been reading Doug since The Mask Limited.
Yeah.
I actually have those.
Yeah.
So I've been reading his work. I really like his work.
Yeah, me too.
You know who I would love to see an animated based on? Ivan Reis.
Really, yeah. Well,
I think he has the best pencil. I used to be a huge Finch fan. I think Finch was one of my favorite pencils.
I would expect to see maybe a Blackest Night movie.
But his pencils, like, I mean, I know you guys read them monthly. I just pick them up occasionally. Wow. Kevin, I don't buy graphic novels. I'm going to buy Blackest Night just so I can have that on my shelf and show people this is why I like art. He has blown me away by how beautiful his artwork is.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see an anime based on it. No, this thing is fabulous.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous movie. Mm-hmm. Much improved over Public Enemies, which I absolutely hated.
Yeah, I like Public Enemies. It was
like
okay.
Public Enemies?
That was dumb. I don't like whatever the guy drew. I can't remember who drew it. I don't like Ed McGuinness's artwork normally, so it really bugged me watching on screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay, Public Enemies, but I didn't have a lot going for it, I thought. It was okay. But this was great. Multi-level storyline. Multi-layered, and it had a good ending.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was really cool. And anytime it has Batman or Batman-esque character, I'm going to love it. Simple.
Well, did you see the Captain Marvel ripoffs? The self-made Venom, was it? I think. There was three guys that were the Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah, they were the Supermen. Or
yeah,
like that.
I thought that was good. I was looking at the characters, I'm going, I can sort of see that.
Yeah, I like that.
It was Uncle Marvel.
Junior,
Uncle Marvel.
Yeah.
Yes, it was good. I strongly recommend it.
Mm-hmm. I'd buy this one.
Planet Hulk, Bob?
Didn't see it.
Kev?
Oh, I saw Planet Hulk. I thought it was okay, actually.
Yeah, it was okay. I liked
the storyline in the book.
I loved the storyline in the book.
And it was a tough one to truncate into a 90-minute movie.
That was the problem, because I felt they cut about the most interesting part. They kind of gave you the highlights of the
comic. I kind of thought Planet Hulk went on too long, the comic.
Yes.
Because, really, it's like a remake of the whole Jarella's world.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and it's just with more stuff thrown in. And it's like kind of like Spartacus. I thought it was pretty good. The animation was pretty solid.
My problem was it changed the story.
Yeah.
Without those extra bits and pieces, I was kind of like, oh. And it was like playing Ratchet and Clank to me. Just playing the arena level over and over again. Like, they never seemed to really leave the arena until the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that was my major problem with it. Because the Hulk doesn't stay in the arena the whole book. He goes out and does other things.
Yeah.
And that was my major fault. Like, I felt it was solid for what it was. What they were going for, I think they achieved. But they were missing too many elements for me from the graphic novel. Like, they didn't really give you a full story. Like, if I hadn't read the graphic novel and just watched this movie, I'd be like, okay, I'm missing something.
Mm.
And that was my issue. I think it needed a little bit more underlying story. But I don't know how they could have done it, is what I guess I'm saying.
Yeah.
Without adding 15 minutes, which they don't want to. So
yeah.
I think they're just kind of time stuck on this one.
Yeah, that's true. They kind of rushed it through.
I mean, there's nobody really voice acting, I think. I thought it looked nice. I love Better Ray Bill. I absolutely love Better Ray Bill in this.
That was a nice twist, actually, because it's Silver Surfer in the comic.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember. It's been a while.
And they switched in Beta Ray Bill, who's an interesting choice. All right, so, marginal on that one. Wow. Astro Boy, directed by David Bowers, starring the voices of Nicolas Cage, Kristen Bell, Bill Nighy, Charlize Theron, Samuel L. Jackson, Elle Fanning, Dakota's sister, Donald Sutherland, Freddie Highmore as Astro Boy, and Eugene Levy and Ryan Stiles. And Astro Boy, I'll start this off. I didn't like it.
Is there anything positive to say about this movie? Anything at all? It sucks from the beginning, middle, end. It never gets. You couldn't care. I'm waiting for somebody to blow out. Right? I'm going to give him a banana up his exhaust. It'll blow up.
Yeah.
Like, give me something to work with here. Nicolas Cage puts me to sleep normally, so I'm out 10 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
And I, oh no, the Walk-Ons, my son died. No! I'm like, and he hangs out with a bunch of little kids, and they find the school robot, and the junkyard guy figures out that Astro Boy is something and can get it to work, and sends him and then it goes into the giant battle scene. I'm like, wow, this is Planet Hulk done badly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this not Planet Hulk all over again?
I don't know about that.
Well, the end is Planet Hulk.
Wasn't the guy on the planet, wasn't that, he was just on the Tony Awards last night on Sunday.
John Hayes?
Nope. The guy with the mustache.
I didn't watch it, I'm guessing. Okay, moving along.
Yeah.
He'll come back to it. But is there anything positive? Anybody have one positive comment?
No.
The animation stunk, it was bland, boring. Really?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Okay, there we go. There's a positive. There's nothing good to say about that. That was crap.
Like when they started rebuilding, when Nicolas Cage's character started rebuilding Astro Boy based on, what does he do? He does his DNA for the strand of hair. I thought it was really good. Like, I watched the extras on it when I saw this, because I saw them doing when Freddie Highmore did the voices. When I could see them doing the voices, so I'm thought it's really good. Like, I like the extras on it. So
okay, well, at least
maybe that's what you were missing. You had to see the extras.
No, I couldn't guarantee to watch the extras after I almost shot myself watching this. It was painful. Like, when I get to the point, I'm sitting there going, I need to do some vacuuming. Maybe I should start during the movie. I'm vacuuming because I've given up.
I put this on in the background. It was awful.
You're vacuuming and you're putting it on in the background.
Oh,
I actually watched it.
It was on in my TV and I was half asleep, and I'm like,
I started back.
What the fuck? Why would anybody watch?
Did either one
movie?
Of you watch any of the original Astro Boy shows when they were on in the 60s?
No, I did. It was horrible.
I did. It was bad, but this was better than this.
I'd rather watch old Aquaman from 1967.
Ooh, I remember that.
Hey, Tusky.
Yeah,
I need your help.
Well, speaking of movies that should have been better than what they were, Planet 51, directed by George Bianco. Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jessica Biel, I Can't Act, Save My Life. Justin, I can't believe I still have a career long. Gary Oldman, I'm looking old. Sean William Scott, why am I still acting? I stink. And John Cleese.
Who's God?
Who is God? That is correct. Bob?
Okay. I saw this in the theater, and I should have got the hint. Well, okay, wait.
You're the only one there?
Yes, I should have got the hint when I was the only one there. But actually, being the only one there, I paid more attention to it than people eating their popcorn and getting the drinks and texting.
Did you want to text during this one?
No, actually, I didn't. I actually didn't mind this movie for some reason. It wasn't great. I wouldn't go say, oh, my God, I had this movie right now. But I, like, watching it in the theater, and I thought, okay, I can relax. Not bad. I'm going to give it a marginal.
What was good about this?
He lands there. He's the alien.
He's the alien. But it was never interesting. Like, I found it all very dull. Like, I'm just like, okay. Because Dwayne Johnson can't act. Let's start there. And his voice acting is even worse than his acting.
Yeah,
he was the astronaut.
He was the astronaut. Right? Wasn't that bad? I'm not saying it's the greatest movie ever made.
I thought it was okay.
Thank you.
Wow, you guys need to get out more.
I didn't love it.
We are out more. We're here.
Here's my problem, right? Is that it's the 1950s alien invasion movie where the Americans are played by aliens.
Correct.
And the alien is an American astronaut. It was cute. Roper thingy. I didn't hate it.
Oh, I hated this movie.
I thought it was dumb. I thought it was really kind of cliche.
I thought it was boring. I hate animated movies that are boring. Astro Boy was just crap.
Where are you going?
I think it's boring. What do you think?
That's the release the apocalyptic Kraken.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, like, he comes down there, and you know, it's so cliche. The guy works in a comic store, believes in aliens, gets an alien, hides the alien out, and gets the alien off with, yeah, but
has
nothing of interest happens in this movie.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, he drives around with his girlfriend, and, you know, she's kind of not into him. Oh, she knows an alien, and she's into him, and he loses his job at the conservatory, but he asks the
Observatory.
Yeah. Sorry about that word. And he just, and then he gets it back. And they're like, who cares? Like, nobody in this interesting movie can voice act well.
Yeah.
Like, it all seems just kind of dull. Like, okay, I got my paycheck. See you later. Thanks for the paycheck. Cheap voice acting work again.
That's true.
You go, Dwayne. Maybe you can make a good movie eventually. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm just dull. Dull. I have nothing to positive. I have bad movies.
Why are we still talking about this mediocre movie?
All
right, Christmas Carol, starring Jim Carrey's voice. Gary Oldman, Colin Firth, Robin Wright, Keri Lewis, Bob Hoskins, Callum Blue, Fionnuala Flanagan, and Steve Ballantyne.
Directed by Robert Zemeckis.
That's right.
What'd you think of this stuff?
To be honest, I could hardly watch it. I hate this animation style. I really loathe it.
Oh, really? I don't
like
it
on the train one, the Polar Express. And I think it's just even worse here. It's like trying to have people in blue suits act it out, and it's...
Is that the way they film it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they put, you know, seats with balls on them. People jump around, and then they animate them. So Jim Carrey physically acted that movie out.
Okay.
Obviously, there were some things that were changed and moved around, but...
Well, when he flew around in the broomstick?
Yeah. But I didn't like it. I mean, like, first off, it's Christmas Carol, so how inventive can you possibly be with it? And secondly, I just, with a few seconds, I'm like, God, I can't watch this.
I like
just hate
the ghost.
This animation.
I know the ghost kind of were bad.
I didn't get that far.
Oh, really? I finished it. I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, I don't mind this animation style. It sounds like you just detest it, so yeah, it would be a little hard for you to watch.
I don't like it at all.
Any movie again. I didn't think A Christmas Carol was a bad movie. I mean, it's the basic restoring. I don't think I can ever watch A Christmas Carol again.
What did Bob think about this? Did
he
see
it? He bought it.
I haven't bought it. I'm going to.
Hey, there you go.
Jeez.
It's A Christmas Carol. I love A Christmas Carol. Any retelling of A Christmas Carol, I have to have it. Because I enjoy it, even though they change one or two minor things. But I've seen this movie so many times in its different incarnations. I love it. So, yes, I am going to buy it.
I knew that was coming.
So I'm giving it a definite up, thumbs up.
I mean, did Jim Carrey make or break this movie? I mean, he's
just
sort of there.
Like he's playing different characters. He could, and you know what? In the Colin Firth, whatever Colin Firth played, you could tell it was they modeled the animated person after Colin Firth because you could see his face. You could see Jim Carrey and a couple of them. You could see Gary Oldman's face in a couple of these too. I'm going. I like this.
I didn't mind it. Kevin hated this.
I know. I heard that part.
I just can't say the animation style. It might have been a great movie, but I couldn't get it into it.
But I understand that. I understand you can't get by that animation because I mean.
I haven't seen Polar Express.
Oh, there you go.
That's probably why.
First off, I like Tom Hanks, but I could not. I don't want to see Tom Hanks again. He's in everything. He's even the friggin' kid.
Yes, he is.
I'm giving me a complex. Where the fuck? Where's Tom Hanks everywhere in this movie? Get away from me.
I didn't mind it. I'll give it a thumb to the middle.
Thumbs up.
Oh, yeah, Resident Evil Apocalypse, directed by and starring a bunch of animated characters.
It's
all CGI, right?
Did you watch this, Deb?
Yeah, you know what, I put it in again. I started watching it, I'm like, it's like Final Fantasy Spirits of the Earth.
Exactly.
It's like painful, it's okay, but why would I want to watch this?
I agree. I'm a huge Resident Evil fan. I've played every single game, I've seen all the movies, and I'm a huge, huge Resident Evil fan. I'm just kind of like.
Is this coming
up
by any chance?
No. Oh, we could. I don't care. I'll rewatch it. I like it. But this is not good. I was really disappointed because I was really looking forward to it. I'm a huge fan of the game. Like, absolutely love Resident Evil. I kind of watched it, like, oh, okay. I personally enjoy it. It's very game like, but I was kind of thinking to myself, didn't I play this in game form? Like, do I really need to watch
it? Yeah, it was like the interstitials or whatever between segments of the video game.
Yeah, I'd rather
bridging like sequences.
Watching the game, going, "Wow, I could be playing right now and having this as a cutscene."
Yeah,
like I really don't need to see this as a film because there was nothing here I didn't know.
No,
I guess it was sort of to show people, "Oh, you could be doing this."
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But I'm kind of like, "Well, wasn't the game introducing this before?" Like, I don't even know where this fits into the game.
Yeah,
like I don't think it has anything to do with them.
No, I think it's like they've done this for other. Final Fantasy and stuff like that. It's just like
it pissed me off after that. I thought it was dumb. Bob?
I hadn't seen it.
Of course not.
Alright. How about the next one? Happily Never After 2.
Is this the really bad one with the princess?
Oh, good God, yes. This is one of those why are we watching this?
Well, Happily Never After 1 was fantastic.
It was kind of funny.
It was really good.
The one we were doing.
I watched this. And my niece actually happened to be coming over the next day. I put it on for her. She loved this.
She watched number two and liked it.
And two, liked it. And she's 10 years old. I'm like, you know what? That's the problem. Target. I'm not a 10-year-old. This movie took everything the first movie did and just said, okay, we're going to do the premise for about 5 minutes of the first one and give you something that's going to be totally unappealing. Yeah. I'm not 10. I don't care.
It didn't appeal to me. I didn't care for it. I didn't enjoy it at all.
I think it was Cinderella. And she decided not to be a princess anymore and see what it was like. Like, wow. Oh, my God. Like, I play with my 3-year-old princesses. I'm like, I don't need this movie. I've had enough Barbie's Dream Vacation, whatever that movie my daughter watches all the time.
Barbie's Dream Vacation.
No, it's not live action, Kev, but I would tell you where to go. Bob? We're just flying along here.
I'm watching all these movies. Spirited Away.
Academy Award winning.
Yes. the director's name is
Ogawa. Or, I don't know. Look it up. Feel free. It's called IDMDB.
Let me crawl it up.
Bob's gonna. Okay. Well, Bob, did you watch this one?
I did.
Lead away.
I did, but I have to. I can't remember it because I watched it about a month or two ago.
Okay. Well, it's
come on.
I can't. This is why I used to write things down.
Okay. Well, I can tell you. It's about a girl who has to move away from where she lives with her parents, and they're on a drive. And they're getting hungry, and her dad decides to take a side trip.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we go
this
here?
One.
They go through a
trestle of some sort.
They go through a road, and they go through a trestle, and her parents get hungry. They see this food, and they're like, oh, food, we have money, we can eat it.
Hayao Miyazaki.
There you go.
And they eat
the food, and they turn into pigs, and the girl wants to save her parents. And that's what the movie's about.
It's visually it's really interesting.
It is beyond
superior. I remember this now. Okay, I did like this movie.
This is about 9 years old.
Yeah,
nine years old?
It was a solid movie. I thought it should have been a short though. They kept adding on to the movie. Like she would do what she for Mumbai or whatever. She would do with the chores she was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, well, then you need to do this again. So they would keep adding things on, and I thought it was very repetitious. It looked visually stimulating, but again, figure out what to do. Oh, you need to do this.
Yeah.
And it was an hour and a half of the same movie, I thought. The same plot point over and over and over again.
They've done that with other movies, though.
I know, but this one, maybe because it was animated, maybe because it was a girl. But I did find it very stimulating. But I didn't like when she has that Japanese crying anime. You know, it's just the eyes, big bug eyes. It really bugged me when they did that cutscene. Just went to that scene and went, I really like the guy she had to work for. They gave her a train ticket, you know, they're really hard to get. And she had to go visit. We find out it's her sister, the other witch's sister. She's a good witch. And I love the scene where the big, dirty sloth monster showed up.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And she had to figure out how to clean it, did it.
Yeah.
Like, parts of this I thought worked really well.
Yeah.
And with her parents at the end, the little secret, like, if you're going to watch it, I kind of don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
And she figures that out. I thought parts of it were really well done.
I was very well done all together.
But did you find it was repetitious?
Yeah.
No.
No. But didn't you find
it was like puzzle building, world building.
But that's it. But it was never explained at the beginning. She had all these things to do. It was kind of like, oh, you just need to do this. But I like how it set the story early. Say, don't forget your parents.
I mean, I have the same problem with most anime films, is I get, my eyes get tired and I get bored.
This one I didn't get bored.
Anime.
Yeah, I have exactly the same problem, but this one
like Akira, more. Which I love, is just one of those ones you're like, oh my god, 40 minutes has my eyes.
Yes, I have the same problem.
With and I'm kind of bored.
I don't usually watch anime.
No, I don't either. This was recommended to me by somebody, so that's why I said I'll sit and watch it.
So is the anime style, is that like, is manga or no?
Ask Kevin, that's his.
Manga is Japanese comics.
Right.
Anime is Japanese animation.
Totally.
Same style, visual style.
Okay.
But anime is, or manga is generally black and white comics.
Right.
And there's a formula where the pages are in reverse of the North American style.
Mm-hmm.
And they move from right to left, as opposed to American comics, which go left to right.
Okay.
Right, so the action, and there tends to be more close-ups of faces and eyes and screaming and cartoonishness and exaggeration and speed lines to show movement, which you don't see in a lot of other American comics. Although a lot of American artists have pilfered things from Japanese artists.
Joe Madureira?
Yeah.
Joe Madureira?
Sure.
So overall, thumbs up, thumbs down,
thumbs
up.
Thumbs up.
I liked it. It was okay.
I gave it a mild thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it should have won the Oscar, but I thought it was pretty good.
And then I've got a couple of eclectic animated movies on here. Fire and Ice, directed by Ralph Bakshi, based on some drawings by Frank Mazzetta. Sorry. Did you see this, Bob? No.
No, I haven't seen the next four movies.
I love this movie.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I watched the first 5 minutes, kind of like, what did Kevin recommend to me?
It's like a Frank Frazetta drawing.
It kind of got me, because I was kind of like, I'm not really into this. And the first 10 minutes, kind of like, eh, I don't think I'm going to like this. And it kept going, and story built. You want to talk about a good story built movie?
Yeah.
The animation was weak, but for the time, it was beautiful. I'm sure.
A lot of rotoscoping, so a lot of live action actors.
Oh, really? Okay, that's what I was wondering. I like this a lot.
Because there was a lot of weight.
Yes. And I really love the main character. Mm-hmm. And I love those crazy monkey kind of barbarian characters.
Well, I like
characters.
That Jaguar God guy or whatever.
He was awesome. Yeah. He's beating the crap out of everybody.
Yeah.
This movie is fantastic. I like that the women weren't just normal-looking anime
movies.
They were
all, like, super babes.
They were, like, super babes and curves. And this is why I like Frank Frazetta drawing. It was like watching a Frank Frazetta drawing move the whole movie.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love when he's the ice guy is calling. The ice form is doing the weird dancing. And I thought this movie was great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
There's not really much to it. It's very simplistic.
Yeah.
I mean, I can draw points, but I'm just going to ruin plot points to people.
Yeah.
I like the way the ice moved at them. I like the way the creatures just came out of the ice. You didn't know really what was going on.
Yeah.
And I like every time they would take a break, a couple minutes of
to me, it was like if you were to make an animated Conan movie, this
perfect.
Is the way to
that
do it.
That is absolutely perfect.
You know, just do like a Frazetta drawing come to life and the guy with the cat thing on his head, the panther head, whatever. I can't remember his name. It's been a while. But, you know, he was like Conan.
Basically. Yeah, he's exactly Conan.
You know, and you could do a movie. This would be a great way to do one. So
I love this movie. I strongly recommend it.
I really like it.
And I think
too.
Kevin's shocked. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you liked it so much. But
I really
enjoyed
it.
Myself.
I watched like a Saturday afternoon. The house was quiet. I'm going to watch Fire Nights, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, wow. I'm busy. You can't disturb me. I got to finish this movie.
Now, the next movie on the list. Is an interesting movie because
I watched them back to back. Just so you know,
Nelvana is a Toronto-based animation studio that's still around.
Yeah, William Shatner owns part of it.
Yeah, and they do a lot of commercial advertising and kids television shows and things.
They
like
do,
that.
I know.
But in the late 70s, they tried to be more than that. They tried to be the Canadian Disney, and they did a feature film. Which is what we're going to review, called Rock and Rule. Which, well, you hadn't seen it before this, right?
No, it was my first experience.
And Bob hasn't seen it. Either.
No, of course not.
And it's got Debbie Harry in it as the voice of the main character.
Oh, really? That's
her
why
song.
She sings so well.
And who is it? Lou Reed, who's the villain Mock?
I thought it was Mick Jagger.
No, he was
Reed?
Styled after. But I think the voice was Lou Reed.
Well, the singing was now I know why the singing was so good. I didn't realize it was Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
I was up and down on this movie. Like parts of it I loved.
Yeah.
Parts of it were kind of like, okay, you know what? The idiot's with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the main character. I liked the girl.
Yeah.
I love the villain. I think the villain makes this movie.
Yes.
That kind of like
Mick
Jagger.
My name is Mock. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I thought he was kind of fun. I thought all the scenes with him were really good.
Yeah.
But the idiots, the band members, just bored me.
Yeah.
Like, they try to do it like half comedy, half serious at times.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, what the hell is this going? I was kind of bored a lot of the time. Like, I wanted more Mock. Because I didn't find those three characters interesting. The three guy characters?
No.
Were kind of dumb.
And then there was that big kind of goofy woman.
I love her.
Yeah.
I thought she was great. The disco chick.
Yeah.
You want to go party?
Yeah.
She was good. Like I said, the scenes, any villains with Mock, Mock was good. Mock's henchmen were good. Except for that scene with the kind of, I guess, socially inept kid that had to watch Uncle Joey or something.
Yeah.
That was just
there's
bizarre.
Some weirdness in there, but.
And like the beginning with the cop, they steal his car. I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I just thought this was very strange.
And this was an interesting movie because it sort of it came out in 83 and
flopped
and didn't really get distributed. Right?
Well, MGM was supposed to distribute it and they didn't want to.
And it was they kind of derived it off of a 1978 Christmas or TV special they did called The Devil and Daniel Mouse.
I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
It's not bad, but the way that the distribution things worked at the time were, it never really got picked up. It was United and the Artists actually ended up, but they didn't like it. They didn't know what to do with it, so they didn't just. So
How could you know what Stuart Lee's movie is?
Yeah, it just doesn't. It's like it's an adult animation film.
It, no, it should have gone to like B movie festivals. Like they should have shown at the Bluer or something. Mm-hmm. I guess they didn't have those theaters anymore.
Well, I remember seeing it because CBC owned part of it, so it was shown on CBC.
That, I see, I thought it looked familiar.
And Marvel actually thought it was going to be a big deal. They did a Marvel graphic novel.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read
it. Which was interesting. They actually took the shots for the graphic novel from like stills of,
yeah, I know,
of the movie. They look great.
I know. I
think the graphic novel. And the Demi Hare character is very striking. You know, I like the film a lot. I think it's very well done and very... very Nelvana, late 70s, early 80s style animation.
Yes.
Where it was like heavily animated.
Yes.
Lots of stuff going on.
Well, this reminds me of those movies you see I guess I was in public school. Nelvana, yeah, must have done those too, you know, yeah, those things. And this looked exactly like one of those I remember. And all I remember is some guy had a guitar and he didn't want it anymore and he had to trade it to the pawn shop. And there was a big pile of guitars behind the pawn shop. And this reminded me, it must have been in Nelvana, because Rock and Roll reminded me the characters look like that.
Yeah,
movie.
I mean, after they did this, they sort of went on to do... do you remember the Star Wars Christmas special, the animated sequence of that?
Yes.
That's Nelvana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's sort of that same style of heavy animated...
Boba Fett in that?
Boba Fett is introduced
that
in that.
That is one of the most painful things I've ever seen.
The animation is great.
Oh, no, it's
Star Wars Christmas
special. It's Arthur sitting in the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Chewbacca's toy.
The Life Day song to the tune of Star Wars.
Oh,
celebrate this day of life.
Horrible. Thanks, and George, so for letting those rights go for that.
Yeah.
That was awful.
I think he wants them all burned.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was one piece of crap.
I don't know.
Rock and Roll move thumbs in the middle.
I give it a big thumbs up. And of course, this was probably the only... up until a certain point, Canadian animated film ever made.
Still is, isn't it?
Well, there was a French movie in 1956, but yeah, we don't have
right on it.
There's a lot of animation produced in Canada, right?
I know. So stocks.
And actually, shortly after this film, Disney sort of went a revisionist. They went back to a simplistic look. They did Fox and the Hound and all that stuff around the time. Great Mouse Detective.
Simplest style. I think it works more than. Maybe that's probably Flight of 51.
Yeah.
It doesn't become simplistic, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we like those things. I like Fox and the Hound and Lady and the Tramp. They're very simplistic movies.
Yeah.
And my daughter loves those Warner Brothers cartoons, and there's nothing to them.
Yeah.
They're straight two characters, maybe three characters per scene, mm-hmm, a plot, and that's it.
Yeah. All right. What do we got? A couple more left. Atlantis, The Lost Empire, kind of the forgotten Disney non-classic.
Oh, this was one pile of crap.
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, I hated this movie.
James Garner.
You recommend it. I know why. You like Mike Mignola. I can see his work all over this film.
Yeah, the film crew really loved Mike Mignola. And there's a lot of Mignola-isms in the animation.
I can see it.
But, boy, it's a tough one.
Absolutely boring.
Yeah. Interesting in that Michael J. Fox...
You know what? I thought that really ruined it for me. It didn't work for me. He didn't...
It's very Michael J. Fox.
And that's my problem.
It's at a time where he couldn't act on screen anymore because of the...
yeah, which is not... I don't know. What's his name? And James...
James Garner.
Bugged me as the main guy. Like, the voice acting was so powerful. It didn't work for the characters. That was my issue. Every voice,
and,
like,
and
really?
They had the whole crew of Misfits that went along with it.
Which I liked. I thought the Misfits were the most interesting part of this movie.
And I liked the Atlanteans themselves. They were kind of interesting.
The princess was kind of dull. Yeah. I thought... And it just the story never got interesting for me. Like, I liked the old guy giving him the money. I liked when he tried to quit.
Yeah.
But I just never got into this. I tried.
Yeah.
And tried, but it was so cliche.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
Oh, look, Michael J. Fox figured everything out. He knows how to work all the technology.
Yeah.
And by the end of the movie, I just wanted it over.
Yeah.
Is there an end?
It was long. It's, as I said, that's why I call it the forgotten Disney classic, because Disney has no idea what to do with this movie and Treasure Planet. Two films that they made back to back.
I've never seen Treasure Planet. I tried to get through it once.
They don't fit.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was watching and saw the princess, and my daughter's in the princess now. She's at that age. Yeah. Like, I don't know who this is. This is not in her poster of princesses.
No, they've ignored this and they've tried to...
Well, I'm with them. They should.
Yeah.
This is as much... I didn't think this was good. I don't stop. Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Horrible. Boring. Awful.
All right. And we'll finish off with The Amazing Screw-On Head. Another Mignola-based animation.
Kickstart Productions.
Yes.
Is this that online site that they pay money and things get started?
I don't know.
Well, from what I've been hearing lately, I could be off because usually you know more about this. And there's a site called Kickstart.
Uh-huh.
And it's a project. So somebody puts the project up and says, I need X number of dollars.
Okay.
So you have a PayPal account and you put that a dollar. You put whatever you want and they give you rewards and stuff to get the project started. I only know this because the Hacks Flash guy was on a podcast. I was listening to him.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the podcast. I'm sorry.
Well, this was the pilot for a TV show.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Which I didn't know.
It was originally going to be a TV show.
What happened?
It's so weird.
I love this.
I love it, too.
This was awesome.
Just so weird.
No, it's great. You start off like Nazi Germany, and it's like, then they do like a Frankenstein scene with the guy with the blowtorch trying to blowtorch the guy.
No, it's set in the
World War II.
No, it's set in around the time of the Civil War.
Is that one? What?
Yeah,
it was the Civil War.
Yeah, and the screw-on head reports to President Lincoln.
Well, I was thought it was an alternative reality during World War II.
No, no, I don't know where you.
Well, because of the Nazis, weren't they Nazis?
There were no Nazis in it.
I just watched this the other day.
He gets a call from the president. There's a picture of Lincoln.
Yes.
And the mouth moves.
Yes.
So, the screw-on head, which I guess is a robot.
That's what I think.
Which just goes on different bodies. He has a problem with his manservant.
Yes.
Right? His one assistant is Mr. Groin. Right? Which is, you know, I'm having a funny tingler feeling, Mr. Groin.
Yes.
You know, great dialogue like that. His former manservant is now Emperor Zombie.
Yes.
Who strives to make his life terrible.
Yes.
And his ex-girlfriend,
vampire.
And Patience.
Yes.
Is a vampire.
Yes.
You know, I love it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I thought this was fantastic.
I'm going to smoke you. Smokes a guy. And he goes, oh, I got a good buzz off of
that. Yeah, it was great. I thought the end of this movie when they're fighting in the cavern.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, no. And you think the guy, like, how are they going to do it? Then the other giant robot shows up and his manservant puts the head up. Thank you. It was great. It was wild.
I loved it.
It makes no sense.
Mr. Dog is just the stuffed dog that's wheeled
Mr.
around.
Mr. Dog is the steal of this movie.
Yeah.
When they shoot the dog, dog comes down, takes the dog and looks at it, goes, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is fantastic. I was pissed. It
great
was
voices. I mean, Paul Giamatti is a screw on.
Oh, it was awesome. I'm like, that's Paul Giamatti.
David Hyde Pierce is Emperor
Zombie. Emperor Zombie. I can tell. I'm like, this is great. I was pissed it was 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I got to the end going, there's no more?
Yeah.
This was great. I howled. If this was a show, I'd watch it every
week. It's really too bad.
Look, if South Park can keep going, they need to pick this show up.
This could have been. But this was made, like, years ago.
Was it?
I don't know what year it was, yeah.
I love this thing. And Mike Mignola, you can tell it's his artwork.
Oh, yeah, it's all his artwork.
And they're like, this is great.
Yeah, it's like they took the special, and then they made a cartoon out of it.
So this is an actual comic.
There is a comic, a one-shot special called The Amazing Screw-On
Head. More? Is it this story? That's it?
No, that was it. It was just the one, and it's a different, I think it's a slightly different.
I strongly recommend anybody, if they get a chance to see this, watch it. If you like weird, kooky things, this is great.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. I want to thank Kevin right now for telling me about this.
I'm glad. It's too bad Bob didn't watch it.
It is great. Great, great, great.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, guys, that's
got
it.
Got some recommendations there for you, Bob.
We are done. Animation Nation.
Animation Nation is done. That was fun. I, you know, we should do this every so often when we have enough.
Yeah, I'm good for the animation. It's kind of
different.
We'll
find some wacky animation.
Well, yeah, anything like Amazing Adventures and Screw On Head is just perfect.
Well, I'm glad I was able to expose you to things like Rock and Roll and
yeah, well, it's hard. I know I watch more movies than probably anybody else in this room and probably anybody else I know.
Yeah.
But it's nice to get something every once in a while that I haven't seen or haven't heard of. And, like, Fire and Ice was quite a surprise for me. Even though I had heard of that, but never seen it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice to see something every once in a while I enjoy, because I usually hate everything.
Well, I think those are definitely relics from an era when they were trying to make animation into something that it is. Now it's just generic.
Is I'm with you. These movies?
Yeah, you're getting them in your pile.
Rock and Roll's on one of these.
So eventually I'll see this.
You will. So I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You got something to say, Bob?
Nope.
Okay, I'm signing off. I'm Simon.
I'm Kevin.
Bob the intern.
And if they make it...
Simon usually makes us watch it and review it, whether we want to or not.
And if you want to email us at the Extra Features Podcast at hotmail.com. Doodles.